It has arrived. I wait all year for this, every year. You know, all the way through the year, people come up the front, we talk about birthdays, we talk about cakes, and I'm always asking people for a piece of birthday cake, pretty much without fail. And do I get one? Well, sometimes, but not very often. Okay, and so it comes around to Christmas, and finally, I get to have my cake and eat it. Thank you, you'll do well. And would anybody like a bit? Well, you can't, because it's mine. Exactly, so finally we get around. And, of course, I've got it nicely decorated here. Some people go a bit garish, a bit over the top when it comes to decorating Christmas cake. I think the more kind of minimalist style. It's something a bit nice. I've got all the important things here. Got the Christmas tree. We all know that's important. Pretty much everybody here has probably got a Christmas tree in their house. We know how important that is when it comes to Christmas. Got a snowman here as well. What would Christmas be without watching the snowman on TV? And got my reindeer, got my sleigh, and of course got Father Christmas there. We're all sorted. We've got all the important things of Christmas, and I'm ready with my cake to have and enjoy. What? There's no Christmas tree in the Bible. There is one in church. Is there one in the Bible, AJ? AJ, is there one in the Bible? No. Okay. All right. I'll take my Christmas tree off, fine. But, sticking with the rest of it, the rest of it's all right, isn't it?
No!
There's no Christmas cake in the Bible.
But if I get rid of the cake, I've just got a plastic snowman. Can I keep the plastic snowman?
No!
Is the snowman not in the Bible? But I've watched that since I was tiny. The walking idiot! have I got to take this off too?
Yeah.
And but the icing is like snow. And we all know that it was snowing when Jesus was born, don't we? We sing about it. It's even in the carol, that thing about the snow, with the earth being hard, like icing hard. Is that... Can I not?
No.
But the icing's the best bit. If I take the icing off, it's just fruitcake, and no one really likes fruitcake. You just have it for the icing. Hang on a minute. Something's not quite right here about my cake. My aunt came for Christmas and we said the one thing she had to bring was a Christmas cake. And she's iced a tin. Well, now I haven't got icing. There's not even any fruitcake under there. We can't even have a discussion about the biblical reality of fruitcake. Well, now what am I going to do? What? Sorry?
And it's a service, not a pantomime.
There's a real cake in my tin. It might not be as impressive as the cake I started with. It might not be quite as big. It might not look quite as nice. But it is real. And there's something about that. We have all these trimmings and all this stuff at Christmas, all these kind of things that we might get very excited about and might feature in a lot of different places. But the thing is about lots of these things is that they come and then they go. They're here for Christmas and then they melt away. I won't try that one, it's pointy. But when you've got something else, it might not be quite as impressive. And in some ways, the birth of Jesus was in no way near as impressive as all the things that we'll do today and the month-long of preparations and things that we've done. Jesus was born not in a palace or somewhere expensive, but somewhere actually that was free from the kindness of a stranger. Not with all the kind of trimmings and all the luxury that we have out on Christmas, but in a very simple and humble and basic way. But actually, we've got something that's real. But what Christmas is really about. Jesus' birth didn't seem terribly significant at the time. Didn't seem very impressive. But actually, it was a real child, a real birth, a real God coming to be with us. It says this in the beginning of John's Gospel, John chapter 1, verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. It describes Jesus as the true light that gives light to everyone coming into the world. Then it says this, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. That actually, there's something about all this stuff. He says that Jesus is the truth, but sometimes all these other things that we have can maybe get in the way a little bit, can maybe distract us from what's real. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of all of these other things. They're all good stuff. That's actually quite good. But to now beautifully illustrate the point, it can become an issue when it gets in the way of what's real and what's most important. Because all these things, they come and they go. But sometimes they can get in the way. And sometimes we can be drawn in, can't we, by things that are fake. It's become a lot more well known how much airbrushing goes on in the photos and the media that we see. When you look on Instagram and things like that and on media, how much effort's been put in to create a perfect photo. But actually, it's fake. It's not real life. And we get drawn into that sometimes too, and we try to present what actually is a fake picture of ourselves that doesn't really represent real life. We've all been drawn in by all sorts of things that promised a lot but failed to deliver. By things that we thought might make us happy, but in the end, they didn't. At its worst, it's just a scam that leaves us ripped off. Sometimes we can get drawn in by the things that are fake and miss what it is that's real. Jesus took up that image about him being light and said for himself this in John chapter 8. Jesus spoke to the people and said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus talked about himself being the light of the world. But the thing is, we had to take off a whole bunch of stuff that was fake in order for us to find the thing that was real. Not that those things are bad, just sometimes they can get in the way. And what we're offered in Jesus is something that isn't fake. It's something that we don't have to pretend with, but it's something that's real. A God who really came to us, and a God who invites us to come and to be real with him, with whatever's real in life, with how we really feel, our faith and our doubts, our joys and our pains. And sometimes we actually have to give up something that's fake that we might find what's real. Sometimes there's fake things we've got to give up to find what actually means something. And the nice thing about having something real rather than something fake is that when you've got something real, you've actually got something that you can share. Because when it's fake, you have to kind of hide it. You have to pretend. And you can't share it because you know actually it doesn't mean anything. When you've got something real, you've got something that actually you can share with others. So if you're quick at the end, I'm willing to share this cake with you. If you're quick. Because I'm also hungry. So I do hope that all of you have a really happy Christmas.